Yep. And we have in the studio the Pinheads, who are ripe from the release of their second album, Is This Real? You also might know them as the Wollongong Weirdos. We've been hearing that phrase get thrown around quite a bit. Thank you so much to Tan and Luke for joining us in the studio tonight.
Thank you for having us.
We're pretty stoked to hear about Is This Real? But how do you feel about being called the Wollongong Weirdos?
Yeah. I kind of love it.
Yeah.
I kind of love it. We're one of those groups of people who totally fly the flag of, you know, being an outsider. And I guess our music's always been kind of outsider music in a way. And we always welcome everyone to our shows. And we're all a bit funky and freaky in our own ways. We're proud of it, I think.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. You're creating your own community of weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like people I meet from Wollongong are very Wollongong proud.
I actually grew up in Sydney. I'm a float in.
Import.
I'm an import, but I'm a convert.
Are you embracing the Wollongong lifestyle?
I seriously am. I find myself becoming cynical of Sydney and
ooh.
You know, adopting this Sydney.
I'm near the beach.
That is a popular kind of perspective. You know, you're in Melbourne right now, so
we're all very judgy of Sydney.
So Is This Real is kind of a reunion album of sorts, because you've come together after spending a long time working on other musical projects. Has this resulted in a kind of change in the creative process with writing with a new album?
This album was actually written over a year ago now. In between touring the last album, we took some time out and we actually wrote a lot of it in the Yarra Valley area. So one of our percussionists, Nan lives up in the Yarra Valley, and we kind of stayed at her house for a little bit in this beautiful little town, and we went to the local studio rehearsal space and we jammed out some songs, and yeah, so a lot of it actually was written pretty close to here. Which is pretty cool. But
it was Warburton, wasn't it?
Warburton.
Is that the name of the town?
Yeah, it's around Yarra Valley.
Yeah.
I'd assume, maybe.
Maybe. But, yeah.
It sounds like a really conducive environment to be writing in and recording
in. Yeah, it was really cool. It was really cool. And we kind of started to record it at the end of 2017. And then we went on a Europe tour in November of 2017, so it kind of put the recording on hold for a bit. And then when we got back, we kind of finished it up and we decided that we would record it live, you know, scrap the old recordings that we did and do it live, and it came out really well. But, you know, since it was recorded to when it was released was a year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did it give the songs a bit of time to breathe, and then were you performing them on your Europe tour as well, or did you keep them hush-hush?
No, we performed it on the Europe tour.
Yeah, we kind of saw it as a chance, because I don't think many of the people watching us really knew who we were anyway, so we're let's just play songs they wouldn't know.
Test the waters.
And it gave us really good practice, actually, for playing it live. We were we play these songs better now than we did when we were, recording them before, so let's record this now.
Yeah.
All over again.
Well, I think that was a good choice because the album is killer. Yeah, and it sounds really great. So it's probably a lot of that is to do with all the practice you had performing
it. Lots of practice.
And obviously good songwriting too. Are you on the fence about that?
No, it's good.
I think it's hard to look at your own work and not be critical. I think that's something that anyone who makes music or art or who writes or anything like that, you know, you're always going to look at your work and be like, could be better. You know, unless you have a massive ego. Yeah.
Which can happen.
Yeah. I'm sure there's people out there.
Yeah, totally. But the first track of the album is called Pure Hate, is the longest on the album. It's like over 8 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Why did you choose that to open the album?
I think Jez, who sings in it, is my brother. He kind of wrote the album in order. And I think he just, for some reason, wrote this really long intro song. And when we actually sent it to the record plant, they were like, it's too long to put on a record and you've got to, like, cut something. And he was like, well, if we cut that first song, we have to cut, like, half the album. So we didn't cut it. And I don't know, we somehow ended up with the longest song on the album first.
Yeah.
I don't really know
how. It is. It's like this epic intro and it's pretty, like, intense. And just, like, I don't know.
I feel like maybe it was... I can't really speak for Jeremy, but I feel like maybe it was a bit of, like, a statement of leaving some kind of pop-centric themes behind by opening with a really long, pretty unstructured kind of track. Maybe?
Maybe. Speculation.
That's a good theory.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I really like the build-up. Like, that's really slow. I think it obviously goes for a few minutes. Cause yeah. But it's, like, a really nice slow build-up of fuzzy guitars, and then, like, the vocals come in and the guitars keep layering. It's just, like, a really nice way to get into it. So I think it was a good choice.
Yeah.
Sounded all right.
Yeah.
There's been mixed reviews. Some people
really
like it. Some people
love it. Some people are like, 8 minutes is a bit too long.
Oh, that's a choice.
And I'm like, come on.
Come on.
I mean, there's a lot longer songs out there.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty. Plenty.
And you've quite the schedule set up to celebrate the release of Is This Real? You're halfway through like, all the release parties tour, and you've played Sydney and Wollongong, as you've just come from Wollongong.
Yeah.
You've got a free in-store tomorrow at Ogene Records, and then you'll be on tour throughout August. How has the reception been so far of the album in Australia? Because obviously you did it in Europe.
Well, I think, like, we've gotten some pretty nice words that have been said about us, which is super validating, I have to say. After all the kind of suspense of, you know, release and stuff, it's kind of nice to know that all your hard work has kind of made some people happy. Yeah, that's always validating. But
I think it felt like it was a really good response too, because on the day it was actually released, we played three shows in Sydney.
Oh,
like one after the other. So it's kind of like, didn't really have time to sit at home just on Facebook, like looking at it going, do people like it? Like, we actually went out and played kind of the songs from
it. Yeah, we had three shows that day. That was a huge day. We did like an in-store in Sydney, and then supported the Babe Rainbow at the Metro. And then we played the Happy Mag launch, which is like a magazine in Sydney. And that was such a wild ending to the day. It was really good.
How was the logistics, like running around to all different locations? Did it pan out?
Yeah, we luckily have a friend of ours who is, we nickname him the Hog, and he's the most amazing person. He tour managed us in Europe, and we kind of recruited him for the day because we desperately needed help to make all three of those commitments. But yeah, it's always good to have people around you who can help you out and stuff like that. So super lucky to have the Hog.
Thank you, Hog.
Thank you, Hog. He's the best.
What I read might have been a bit more in relation to like your music, like your recorded music and songwriting style, but I thought it was really funny that you apparently allegedly fall within stylistic purgatory and are too weird for punk shows. But I was wondering, like, on the live side of that, what's the silliest or weirdest thing that one of your band members have done while performing?
Oh, gosh.
You're like, quite notorious for your, like, insane live shows.
Yeah, I mean, there's countless things that have happened at our live shows. Our singer is a bit of an acrobat. He likes to kind of, you know, swing off things and jump around and go for little walks around the venues while he's singing.
One of the last times we played in Melbourne, maybe like 2 years ago or something, he somehow ended up outside in a wheelie bin. And then our other friend, I think it was Dean, our other friend, he like closed the lid
I wheeled him back into the venue.
Yeah, I think a lot of people missed it. So just our friend was like wheeling a bin
and
inside.
And you could still hear him singing, but you couldn't see him. Yeah. And they wheeled this wheelie bin back into the venue. And then he just kind of popped out of it.
And it was like completely unplanned. It just somehow happened.
Worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like fate.
Oh, another time. I don't know if this is appropriate to say. We'll see how we go. We were playing a show in, where was it? Was it in England?
Are you thinking about the foot thing?
No. The toilet one.
Yeah, that was in England.
So it was in England,
Bristol.
And I think he might have, our singer might have eaten something a little bit off during the day. Oh. And
it was the dinner we had before.
It might have been the dinner. And, like, during one of the songs, he was like, I really need to go. And so the toilets were literally right next to the stage. So what did he do? He, like, was singing the song. He marches into the toilet. And he's like, yep, I'm sitting down now. And, like, and, you know, proceeds to try and go, but I think in...
While performing. Stage.
While still singing.
He was singing a song.
Yeah.
That is the, like, best commitment to
it. Yeah. Yeah. But I think, performing. Like, in the end, I think he had a bit of, you know, stage fright about it.
Yeah. Couldn't.
Yeah, he couldn't proceed.
To the deed.
But, yeah, so there's just... Every show is so unpredictable. Like, you cannot know what's going to happen, so... Super fun.
This is the perfect promo for your upcoming gigs.
So, yeah. Do you
want
to hear someone on the toilet?
The Pinheads have got a release party for Is This Real at O'Gene Records tomorrow.
Yeah, at O'Gene.
Yeah, so that will be fun. I don't think the toilet is... Do they have a toilet in there?
I don't know.
We have to go to find out if there'll be any toilet action.
We'll bring some adult diapers just in case.
Otherwise, I'm sure you'll manage to find something silly to do at the Tote in August.
Yes. Yeah. That's going to be a super fun show. We can't wait to play
and
that one.
The Tote audience will be so receptive to that.
Yeah, sure. That's where good things happen at the Tote. Yeah. And we're going to give you a track, No Time, a spin right now. Did you want to say anything about the track in particular?
No Time. Not really. It's a track, that's for sure.
It's a good one to bop along to.
Yeah, it's good solos in it, I think. I don't play them, so I can say that.
It's like lifting up into space in the bridge.
Yeah, so get extraterrestrial here.
Oh, awesome. Ooh. Extraterrestrial, okay.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to join us in the studios. I know you're both pretty tired after your flight down from Wollongong. So all the best at O'Gene Records tomorrow.
Thank you so much.